Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with a new friend. Lori Dvorak is here. She's an entrepreneur. She's a small business owner just like you. We're learning from her. We're finding out what she had, what got her started, and what motivated her, and what she's learned, so you and I can learn from her experience. Lori, thanks again for hanging out with us. She is, folks, the owner of Envision 4 Incorporated, which is a training, a business coaching and training, team building, management consulting firm. She's also a motivational speaker. She's recognized as one of the most influential leaders of Charlotte, North Carolina. Lori, congratulations on your success. You're also executive managing director of eWomen Network, and I want to talk about that in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, what is the greatest thing, what is the greatest challenge that you have faced, not doing your job, but operating your business?
Greatest challenge.
As you operate your business, the kind of things, yeah, the kind of things that anybody, regardless of what they do, would experience. Mm-hmm.
Well, just like you don't want to have that thought in your head that you can sell to everybody and everybody needs what you have. You can't do every job in your office. You can't do every job in your business. And my learning that, especially in technology, that's my weaker area, but it's also a critical important area. I have people that help me and do that for me. So you have to learn your limitations and capitalize on your strengths. And when you have
one of the things that I encourage people to do here, like your thoughts on it, I encourage them, the CEOs of small businesses, to every year at least once a year, fire themselves from a job that they no longer have to do, and promote themselves to jobs that nobody else can do. What do you think?
That's great advice, and to add along with that, I suggest, don't even wait to do things and think about them. I suggest people have a weekly meeting with themselves, their own entrepreneurial meeting, and pick one day of the week, pick an hour, put it out there, and you use that time to think about those kinds of things and find out what is taking all of your energy but not producing anything for you.
And have a meeting with yourself. I love that.
Yeah. Because those are the energy zappers. When you think about, well, I just wasted, 5 hours doing that, and I met this lady who could do this for me, why don't I connect those dots? And that once a week is kind of a cleansing. You figure out, well, what do I need to do? So you're doing it on a weekly basis, Jim, instead of waiting at the end of the year.
Right. Let's talk about eWomen Network. Tell us about that.
Okay. eWomen Network, a great networking organization. It's an international company, and it's for women to come to local events and also go to an international conference in Dallas where they're based once a year. But the monthly events that you have locally, you are in an environment of hearing a speaker, doing networking circles, and it's very regimented towards you connecting with others in a way that it grows your business and it grows basically your relationships. Because you can have all the technology in the world and it's all great, all the social media, but I tell you, face-to-face relationship building still works. And that's what is the ground level of how eWomen Network works.
It's not just a local operation then.
No, it is not. We've got over 120 chapters, United States, Canada, and in Puerto Rico right now. And I'm their director for the Greater Charlotte Region chapter. I was their director of the year in 2010. I was honored with that. And we have about 200 members here that attend our events, and we support each other. And
so this is basically a networking organization that creates a venue for women to get together regularly and network.
Yes. And through
now,
that
many women, that many women all together, you don't have to have a permit to assemble, do you, Lori?
No. We do have men in our group as well. I do have some males.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have two women.
Good, I'm glad to know that.
And I call them emails. I call them emails in our group. But they come to our group, and we are really their audience.
We sent them there because us guys, we want to know what you ladies are up to.
Well, I tell you, they have so much fun, and they also
There are moles, Lori.
Yeah, but we've got it together, so they love showing up. And I'll tell you, our philosophy is what is the core for eWomen Network, and it's give first, share always. So we're more about, I'd be more about helping you, Jim, with your business when you come to the event, and by giving you resources and helping you than I am my own. I tell you, it comes back tenfold to me.
Givers gain, right?
Yes, it's a great way to have a philosophy.
My friend Ivan Meisner says givers gain, and there's another thing that I always like to quote is there's a passage in Ecclesiastes, Lori, that says, "Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you." And that's what you're talking about with your eWomen Network.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very different way to network because you are not putting the card in somebody's face. You're actually embracing
the thing. Is there a website? Is there a website people can go to check out?
Yes. It's eWomen, it's plural, eWomenNetwork.com.
All right.
And when you go on that main website.
And your own website is Envision 4, the number 4.com, with Envision with a 9, right?
Yes.
All right. Good job today. Come back again real soon.
Thank you so much, Jim. Have a great day.
Enjoyed having you here. Lori Dvorak, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.